Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special source from Roshita ben Peshadina, Lebracha Batzlecha B'chamase Yadav, and the Rufus Mary ben Baschai, Sres Pasnami Sarah, Roshua Meir ben Rachel, Sarah, Ram Yosef Rosh Chaim, Rav Tzitzchak ben Bracha. We're going to be learning the sugi of Chayve Krisus Shogin Patr Mitashlim. Are those who are Chayv Krisus be Shogig, they're over in Chiv Kares, B'Shogig, are they Patr Mitashlim? And so Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonin, Meseches Ksubis, says that we have a rule of kimlev de rabbi minei, even when it comes to chayve krisus. Not only when a person's chayve mises based, and we say kimlev de rabbi minei, then when he gets the bigger punishment, not the smaller punishment of paying, but even chayve krisus, that's when Ruchim Menachon is chiddish, we say kimlev de rabbi minei. If he's chayve kares, he doesn't have to pay for damage that he did. And the Gemara says, where do we get this from? So Abaye says, you learn exer shav of ason. Ason, it says ason, bidei adam, in a context of Bidei Adam, that a person is fighting with his friend and he kicks a woman, he knocks out her vlados, and there's no us, and he didn't kill her, he has to pay for the vlados, but if he would, then he wouldn't have to pay for the vlados, because we would say, Kimle b'derabi minei. So we have an ason, that's Bidei Adam, we have that lashon of ason, and then we also have an ason, Bidei Shamayim, by Yaakov, v'koro ason. So just like ason, Bidei Adam, you're patur mitashlum, and that you get the person gets the chiyuv mises based and he doesn't have to pay. So too, we have a tzushtel now, we have a gzeira shava of asun asun. Also bidei shemayim, that if a person's chayiv kares, which is bidei shemayim, he doesn't have to pay. Just like asun, the context of asun is talking about bidei adam. If he does an asun, if he would be chayiv misa bidei adam, because there's an asun because he killed, tragedy killed, he would be patur mitashlum, because he's chayiv misa bidei adam. So to Vitzchayv Misa B'dei Shemayim Kares, it says also in the context of B'dei Shemayim, the cross is going to be some sort of tragedy, B'dei Shemayim. So we have the same lashon of Asan, so what's the din? He's Patr Mitashlumen. That's the opinion of Abaye. Rabbi says, you learned from a different source later on in the Gemara. He says that, it says that if we don't execute the person who's Ma'abir B'nola Molech, who gives the son to the Avodah Zarah of Molech, so if we don't take care of him, in Shemayim they're going to take care of him. So the Gemara says that the Torah is Kilu saying that I'm making my Kares like your Misa, that if you don't give him Misa, I'm going to give him Kares. If it's the Sushdal between Kares and Misa. Akopanim, we have the Shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who holds that if a person's Chayiv Kares, is Kim Levi Rabbi Minei, he doesn't have to pay. So if on Shabbos he burns down somebody's haystack, Chayiv Skila, so he's going to be Pater. Why is he Pater? Because it's Chayiv Mises Beisdin. So too, if he doesn't have Averif, which is Chayiv Kares, he's also going to be Pater from Tashlumen. Later on in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara says that we Pater Chayiv Malkus. Those who are Chayiv Malkus, B'shogeg. So now we're talking about Mezid. If a person does, he's over on Chayiv Kares, but Mezid, the Gemara says that if you are over, a person's over, on a chiyuv malchus b'shogeg, then he's patur mitashlumin, b'shogeg. And the Gemara says, how do you know this? Abaye learns it from one gzera shava, Rabba learns it from a different gzera shava, Abaye learns from Rasha, Rabba learns from Maka. Akabana, we have a source, that two sources, that chayve malchus shogegim are patur mitashlumin. That if a person is chayuv malchus b'shogeg, he's patur mitashlumin, just like if he's chayev mises based in b'shogeg. In other words, he did it b'shogeg, he's not actually getting the punishment. But even though he did it b'shogeg and he's not actually getting the punishment, it's still enough to patur him for tashlumin, both by malchus and also by chayev mises based in. The sheet of Tosfos, Ksubis Daf Lamed, is, this is Dibur HaMaschil, Zor She'achal Truma, that according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, not only is somebody who's Chayiv Kares, because he did the Averu B'mezid, he'd be Patur Mitashlumin, but even if he's Chayiv Krisus B'shogeg, he only did the Averu B'shogeg, he's also Patur from Tashlumin. Just like we find by Chiyuv Mises Beizdin, if he did it B'shogeg, he's Patur from Tashlumin, like they learn from Tana de Bechizkiah later on in the Gemara. Maka Behemen, Maka Adam. So we have a Gzera Shabbat that you're If he did it b'shogeg, a person does the avera b'shogeg Mises Beis Din. He's not getting the Mises Beis Din. Aber er hat gemacht an avera. Er ist potu from tashlumin. So we say the same thing. Bye, Kores. If he did it b'shogeg, it's potu from tashlumin. Ad kan shitas ha-teisvis. The Ramban thinks sich mit dem Teisvis. He argues mit Teisvis. Lamed hey. He holds that only Kareis b'mezid patters for Mises Beis Din. Tana de Bei Chizkiya has his limud legabe chayve Mises Beis Din that b'shogeg you're cool. But not b'mezid. But not by Kareis. By Kareis, there's no limud that if you do it b'shogeg, a person does it b'shogeg, he's going to be patter from tashlumin. So again, we have a machlokas rishonim. Tosis holds that if a person does an avera according to Rebbe Chaim and Akonif, which is chayiv kareis, he does it b'shogeg, he's patur from tashlumin, kim levi ramine. Whereas the Heiliger Ramban argues and says, no, it's only chayiv mises Beis Din if you do it b'shogeg, patur from tashlumin, but not chayiv kareis. Zokte Ramban, ani mitzatetet lishono. Ve'al tatme v'toymar hare ripsa toira kareis kemisa sharei chayve malkias ripsa isim toira kachayve misis mikzei rashava de rasha v'lo polik be rabbi yoichanan da braisa tanya b'msech sanhedra masnisin da hasim remiza ina mikzei rashava mimaka maka ve'af al picha in linya tashlumei momen chayve misis iskush chayve malkias v'kriz chayve misis iskush Chayve Malkis, the Kris is low iskish. Ad kan lashon Ramban. What does the Ramban mean? Ramban is not an easy parish to read. If you want an easier Rishon, you read the Meiri. Shmak, it's easy, it's smooth. Obviously, but Amkus, it's Amok. But the reading is usually an easier reading. The Ramban is more of a challenge. Beautiful. So let's see what the Ramban means. The Ramban wants to prove that Kareis B'shoigeg doesn't patter you from Tashlumen. Because kareis is equated to misa from the pasuk of ason ason, or from kareis sheli kemisa shelachem. So there we have a tzushtel between kareis and mises Beis Din, which meant, as we saw, that just like by mises Beis Din we say kim levi derabbi minei, so too by kareis say kim levi derabbi minei. So that tushtel between Kareis and Mises Beis Din is only if it's done b'mezid. Only if the person does the avera b'mezid and actually gets the Kareis. Mashen came this special din that the pasuk was megala, that we learned the from the Makkah Behem and Makkah Adam. The Gemara has another limud that Misa B'shoigeg patters. Not only does Misa, when a person's chayv Misa B'mezid, it patters him, but like Makkah Behema, if somebody hits a Behema, whether it's Shogeg or Mezid, he's going to be chayv Tashlumen. So too, he's patter Mitashlumen, whether by Misa's Bezid, by Makkah Adam, whether it is Shogeg or Mezid, that only applies to Mrs. Beis Din. There we don't distinguish. There we have a special limud that Shogeg is the same as Mezid. And for this, the Ramban brings a raya from the Sugya and Daf Lamed Hayamid Aleph. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the machlokes is Chayve Malkis B'shogeg if it patters from Tashlumen. What's the din of Chayve Malkis B'shogeg? Does it patter me Tashlumen? So what do we see before? Before we saw that in Achinami. It is. However, it's actually a machlokas. Reish Lakish holds that it is. We have Gzeirah Shavah of Russia. And from that Gzeirah Shavah we learn that Chayve Malkius Bishogeg are pater from Tashlumin. That's the opinion of Reish Lakish. Comes Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, you want to learn from Russia. Agzera Shava, that by Shogeg, just like by Misa, there's a Patur from Tashlumin. So too, by Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Only by Malkus B'mezid there's a Patur, not B'shogeg. And even though we paskin like this Gzeirah Shavah of Russia of Malkus, we follow Gzeirah Shavah of Russia by Malkus. That Malkus is like Misa. But says Rabbi Yochanan, when is Malkus like Misa? Only B'mezid, but not B'shogeg. Rabbi Shlokish holds that even Bishogeg Malkus is like Misa. That just like a person's Chayav Misa, Bishogeg. He's not going to be Chayav Misa. He didn't have Verif, which would be Chayav Misa Bishogeg. He's Pater from Malkus. He's Pater from Tashlumin. So if he doesn't have Vera, Bishogeg, for which he would be Chayav Malkus, he's Pater from Tashlumin. So Rabbi Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I respectfully disagree. I hold that if somebody does an Aveira be Shogeg for Shibichai Malkus, he has to pay. He has to pay. There's no Kimla Dravamine. Only by Chayiv Misa, there is an equation between Misa and Malkus. That's only for Mezid, not for Shogeg. The Hekesh doesn't go that far. How far does the Hekesh go? Reish Lakish says it goes all the way down to Shogeg. And Rabbi Yochanan says that it doesn't. Everybody holds that if you do a maisa for which b'shogeg a person's chayiv misa, he doesn't have to pay. Ki pligi, what are Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan arguing? B'chayiv malkus shogeg b'davracha, if a person does b'shogeg a maisa for which he be chayiv b'malkus mezid, and he's also chayiv mamon. Rabbi Yochanan omar chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayiv to pay because chayiv misas ishkus, chayiv malkius lo ishkus. There is an equation between chayiv misas and makah behema, for which we don't differentiate between shogeg and mezid, but not for chayiv malkius. And Reish Lakish says no, you're pater because the Torah was marbe chayve malkius, the pater, just like chayve mises. And the Gemara, that's what we said before. The Gemara has two limudim from Abai, from Rava, Maka, Russia. But the way you look at it, that's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says that chayve malkius b'mezid, the person doesn't have verif, which should be chayve malkius, and he does it b'shogeg, he doesn't have to pay. Reish Lakish says he does. Okay, so Ad Kan, that's the sugi. So comes the Ramban, and he proves that the same would apply to Chayvei Kares, according to Ibn Chunya ben Akana. That even though we shtel tzu between chiyuv misa and chiyuv kares. That just like by chiyuv misa, this kim levi rabbinay. So too says Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that by chiyuv krisus, there's also kim levi rabbinay. That's only b'mezid, but not b'shogeg. Why? Because we have a premise. No, we have a precedent. That's the word. In Rebbe, isn't it amazing how the brain has like thousands upon thousands of words just there? You just pick the right one out every single time, just about. And when you don't, you think and you get it. Or what happens more often is that you think you can't find the word, and then the conversation's over, then it hits you the word. Okay. But whatever, it always comes back. It's there. It's mamish emoyer dik emoyer dik zach. The truth is that 99.999% of the words we want, we get right away. And in less than a split second. All in that brain of ours. Just unbelievable. Every human being is a genius. Every human being whose brain is working is an absolute genius. It all depends what you're comparing it to. People say, oh, life is tough. Like, compared to what, right? It all depends. What are you comparing it to? Compare a human being to a mouse. We're all Einsteins. We're all walking Einstein. Why don't we appreciate that? Why? Because everybody else also has it. So I don't appreciate the sun. Because everybody else is also enjoying the sun. We've gone off topic. So we have Rabbi Yochanan, and we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan of the Zogdag Yisoy, that we only say Kimle v'derabimineh, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana, when it's been mazed and not b'shoyeg, we only say kimlei v'rabimineh. When it comes to chiyu v'chayvei malkis, when it's been mazed and not b'shoyeg, because what do you learn chayvei malkis from chayvei misa? Only been mazed, but not b'shoyeg. So let's now take that same construct of Rabbi Yochanan that we only learn from chayvei misas kimlei v'rabimineh. Chayvei Malkus from Chayvei Mises when it comes to Mezid, and now we're going to take that same construct and use it for Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who says that Chayvei Krisus are Pater Alt Kim Levi Rabbi Mine. Well, that's also learned from Chayvei Mises. So let's only use it, since we passed like Rabbi Yochanan, let's only use it b'Mezid and not b'Shogeg. Ve'al tat me nochamo, Ramban. Ve'al tat me v'toymare ripsa toyra koris kemisa. And don't ask on me that Toitzis must be correct, that even b'shoigig you're going to be pater al tzkim le'd rabbi mine, because we have a ribui that koris is kemisa. Why not? Why is Toitzis nish gerecht? Sharei chayve malkius ripsa oisam toyra kechayve misis migzeru shabu de rasha rasha. Because we also have a riboy of chayve malkius kechayve misis, right? We have exer shav rasha rasha v'lo polig be Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue with that. The b'raisa tanya mesecha sanhedrin u'masis nahasim remiza. We have a b'raisa mesecha sanhedrin, we have a remiz in the Mishnah. We also have Xer Shav of Maka Maka. Ve'afal pichen le'inyin tashlumei mamun chayvei misus iskush. Chayvei malkus ukrisus lo iskush. With respect to tashlumei mamun, we only have this Xereshava between, not differentiated between Behema and Adam, that's only Chayvei Mises. That's only Maka Maka. In other words, when do we say that even B'shoigeg you're off the hook for Kim Lev Rabbi Mineh, you don't have to pay? That's only by Chayvei Mises, but not by Chayvei Malkus and not by Chayvei Krisus. Just like we see in the Gemara that by Chayvei Malkus, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept that a person is Pater if it's only B'shoigeg. There's no Kim Lev Rabbi Mineh, there's no Pater of Tashlumen. If he's over on a Chayvei Malkus B'shoigeg, would he be normally Chayvei Malkus if he did it b'mezid? If he does B'shoigeg, he has to pay. And you don't learn from Misa that he doesn't have to pay? Because by Misa, if he does it B'shoigeg, B'chayv Misa, if he did it b'mezid, if he does B'shoigeg, he doesn't have to pay. But by Chayvei Malkus, he does. To say the same thing by Krisus, by Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So we have here a machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos. What's the din? Chayve krisus shoygeg. He does an aveir for which he be chayiv kari. Does it be shoygeg? Does he have to pay or not? Do we say kimle rabine or not? Tosfos says kimle mi rabine. Haman says no. Now we have to ask, was Tosfos can zogen so far entfet the Ramban's kashe? The Ramban not gefragt the kashe. The Ramban asked the question. Look at Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, black on white, white on black, that by Chayve Malkius, by Shogeg, there's no Kim the Rabbine. So apply that to Karitz also. It only applies to Chayve Kritzis B'mezi, but not B'Shogeg. How's the Tosfos going to answer the Ramban? So if God gives me life, and God gives me Koach, and God gives me Simcha, and God gives me the financial means, Mirtza Hashem, Beli Neder, I hope, Daven from Yochanan ben Miriam, we will answer the Kasha, and we will see new light in this Sugya. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us Bracha and Simcha, and all of you watching and listening, and all seven continents, probably exaggerating, six, should have Bracha Be'atzlach V'chom Ha'ase Yodav, and we should be Zeichel Lilmod V'lameid Lishmor V'lasel L'chaim is called Divrei Salma Torah Sabi Ahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.